What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump.
Leave it to Louie Nagy and Sheldon R. Freed Esquire to talk about the humps. That is such a guy thing. Lori McDonald, Olga Gazdovic, sitting in for Kim Fraser this week. And next with us right now is Linda O'Grady from Jeunique International. We're talking about how difficult it is to find a proper brassiere, and we're finding out that it's not just for your emotional well-being, but for your physicality as well. Bras with wires are an absolute no-no, right, Linda?
That's absolutely right. We do not believe in underwires, because when you come to think of it, having metal or plastic wires digging in underneath delicate breast tissue is just not deemed normal or healthy. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it is actually impedes proper circulation, because we have, you know, lymphatic circulation.
Sure.
We have, you know, everything that happens with the breast. And so, you know, when you do not have that proper support, the breast actually sits on the chest, and that can cause other health-related problems related to that, you know, no circulation, sweating.
Digestion,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Breathing.
Breathing, absolutely. Now, Olga's going to be fitted right now. She's wearing a bathing suit top right now, just so, you know, Abe Hefter's just come into Masters, so if he's looking and he sees Olga in her bra, it's actually a bathing suit top.
Yeah,
but Linda is measuring her properly, and this will happen when you go to her wonderful two-day clinic, where you can go in and be properly fitted for your bra. It's taking place Monday and Tuesday of next week, July 28 and 29, as well as Monday and Tuesday of August 11th and 12th. Professional bra fitters will hold the bra clinics and offer free personalized bra fittings. They even do bra clinic fundraisers, which allows them to contribute a certain percentage of their sales to a worthy cause. And that's wonderful to point out too, Linda.
Wonderful.
So now you're measuring Olga, and if I could just do a visual right now, you're going underneath her armpit.
There's actually two simple measurements to take.
The
first measurement is on the tip of the breast.
So the tip of the nipple?
The tip of the nipple around, absolutely. And that measurement is taken. Then the second measurement that we take is underneath the breast.
Okay, so now wait a second. If you go to the tip of the nipple, you go to across. Oh, from side to side?
The circumference.
I see.
Yes,
okay.
The circumference.
Okay.
And so you start, that's the first measurement you would take. The second measurement is underneath the breast area.
Okay, just underneath the breast.
Just underneath the breast.
Okay.
The difference in inches between these two measurements determines the cup size that you would wear in any of our style of bras.
So if it's a 3-inch difference, that's a C cup.
Exactly along those lines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I never knew that.
So we don't have to, you know, there's not 10 measurements to take. This is not, you know, a long, long procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And you can quickly be fitted for the correct size of cup. So
right.
Many women are not wearing the correct size of cup. A good fitting tip that people forget about is that if you at least get properly fitted for the bandarin, which is around, and that's underneath your breast, you can always adjust the cup size. But when you don't have a proper bandarin fit, nothing is going to fit properly, because that's the foundation of your support.
Absolutely fantastic.
The Kim Fraser Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. Sitting in are Lori and Olga.
Not so, when it's over.
So Olga's just been measured, and she realized that based on the calculations.
Not squeezing the girls in. I got room. I feel like I have room.
But you are
I'm
not
almost
wearing
fitting into that. Monster bra.
It's not a monster bra.
Monster bra.
So you found that you are actually wearing a size smaller than what you should be wearing.
But I'm comfortable in what I've got on now, so.
Okay.
So maybe but your bras are also different. So you know what? It's not like every bra. Do you find, not every bra fits the same. You can get a 38 BD, whatever, 36C, and then you try, because you just think, oh, I'm a 36C, so you pick it up off the rack. It's not, they're not always all the same.
Now, the bra clinic, again, it's located at 115 Brunswick Boulevard, corner Tecumseh, next Monday and Tuesday, July 28th and 29th, From what time to what time, Linda?
We're going from 9 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m.
Wow. Whoa. Well, yeah. That's good for the ladies that are working on your way home.
Well, we try and accommodate all schedules.
Okay. Is it walk-in or by appointment?
It's by appointment. We schedule everyone at 30-minute intervals, mm-hmm. not because it takes 30 minutes to fit, but it just allows the time to take a look at our
to
bras,
relax, yeah.
to be fitted, ask questions, and not feel rushed.
What's the phone number to call for an appointment?
It's 514-695-1818. Extension 221.
221.
And if they went to Jeanique International, they would be able to find that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We've got the phone number here. Barbara Purcell is going to hang on to it. 695-1818, extension 221.
And what's the address again, Lori?
The address is 115 Brunswick, corner Tecumseh in Pointe Claire. So that's next Monday and Tuesday, July 28th and 29th, as well as Monday and Tuesday, August 11th and 12th. So you've got four different days to find out the right bra for you.
There you go. And Louise, our listener earlier, that our caller that had given us a shout there, get yourself down there because, you know, you're not the only one with two different sizes. And when you go in, I mean, to the smaller boutiques or whatever, it's not custom fitted. It's this one's going to be for you.
And for ladies that have suffered from breast cancer and have either had portions of their breast removed or their full mastectomy, Jeanique International can help them as well to find the right prosthetic and to fit so that they feel like that sexy gal they really are. Linda O'Grady, thank you so much for coming
by. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
CJD Time.